Hi and good day everyone, all my audio boo friends. And it's back, of course, in case you've forgotten what I sound like. And what you're hearing today, on Friday 29th of June, approximately 1:30 p.m. as I walk back down through the park from a couple of errands up at the bank, cashing in the dollars again, is a very tired voice. Jet lag, of course. And we landed in Manchester yesterday afternoon. We landed at 8:20. It's the time differences between Las Vegas and here in the UK. And so, I'm just thinking on my feet here, although they're very tired feet and a very tired head. I just want to say something. I just want to get back into the mix with all you great guys. And we got home anyway yesterday. There's a story about that. Nothing bad or particularly interesting, but I'll do that later. I just want to say something just now. And so we got home, and about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, we were just so tired. We went to bed with the intention of just sleeping right through to this morning. But of course, about 9 o'clock, I woke up. 9 p.m. that is. About 5 hours sleep. Solid sleep, absolutely. Probably the most sound sleep I've had in a long, long while. And we decided to get up and stay up for a couple of hours because we suspected we wouldn't have slept right through from 4 o'clock till about 7 a.m. this morning, although we may well have done so. So we stayed up till about midnight. I got back on my iPhone and my iPad in the big chair. We had tea, very light food. We've ate far too much over the past 2 weeks. Went to bed at 12 midnight, and with the intention of sleeping right through till about 9 this morning. And of course my wife woke up and decided she was going to get up at 6:30, but said, "You stay in your bed, I just want to get on with some things." And I was shattered. I was absolutely shattered. But the old mind tricks came in again, because when I know she's up and about, although she may tiptoe, she is the most, or she's the loudest tiptoer I've known. And I even heard her hairdryer going on through in the kitchen this morning, where she doesn't normally dry her hair, but because I was sleeping in the room she normally does it, yeah, she did that. So anyway, I just lay there for about 3/4 of an hour and thought, sod this, I'll get up. We've just been getting on with some things in the house, and I've just sort of, as I said, I've just been up the street to the bank and a couple of other little messages. But I'm talking through a lazy head here, excuse me if you think I'm just dribbling on. But one thing I wanted to say, in all clarity, in all honesty, in all clarity, in all sincerity, of course, is that I have missed Audio Boo very much. Now, it didn't ruin my holiday. It wasn't in my mind during the days over there. I haven't had Audio Boo today. Absolutely not. The intention on holiday is you do something different. That's my philosophy, and I do it every time. No matter where I go, if I'm on holiday, the things I do normally at home have to stop. You're on holiday, or I'm on holiday. But now that I'm back, I have to say I did miss everything, and I've got a lot of catching up to do, both in content to listen to and content to provide. And I will provide lots of content. I compiled a list, which kind of leads me indirectly to think about a boo I just listened to on Paul O'Mahony on Listley, which is very, very strange. But I did compile a list while I was on holiday of things, just jots, to maybe do short booze on when I go back home. And so I'll do that in turn. I'll let you know how things went on the holiday. I'll let you know my observations on holiday. Ah, nice green man. Ah, I think a refreshing pokey hat, or cornet as you would call it, but to us, pokey hat would go down well just now. Anyway, back home, of course, 2 weeks in Vegas of tremendous weather. They haven't had any rain since February. We certainly only seen clouds, little fluffy clouds, on the day we departed. Honestly, on the day we departed, there were some little fluffy clouds. In fact, everybody was extolling and saying, "Oh, look, there's a shadow. What's that?" come back here. We landed in Manchester, as I said, and it was 23 degrees. It was very pleasant when we came up to the airport. I didn't really expect it. Still had my shorts, t-shirt, and my sandals on. And it was, but it obviously had been raining. And we drove up from there to Penrith. Our companions, my sisters, see, the mind's going already. My wife's sister and her man, Anne. He is a truck driver, and he's travelled all over. Mostly England. He's done a lot in Scotland, but over the years, mostly in England. He knows the roads down there like the back of his hand, and there's a great truck stop up there in Penrith. Highly recommended. The food is excellent. It's called the Penrith Truck Stop. Very simple. So we drove up through very, very heavy rain at times. Had a full English there. Oh, you have no idea. Or maybe you have. Maybe you have. 2 weeks of buffet breakfasts and buffet dinners. Feasts for the eyes and the stomach. Overindulgence in the greatest form. And you come back, land here, and have a traditional full English breakfast. And I could taste every juicy morsel of that breakfast. Good old links and proper bacon, proper eggs, proper everything. And I was so exuberant about the whole thing that as I said, my brother-in-law, he knows the girl that runs this, and she's been here for years. And he went over to talk to her. They had a little blether. And I went over and I just kept going on about her breakfast. And she says, "I thought you were over in the Vegas," because we stopped on the way down, I should mention, and had a breakfast. And I said, "Yeah, we did, but," she says, "wasn't the food good?" I said, "Oh, the food was great." I says, "But absolutely nothing compared to that. That just hit the button right away." And so we had that, drove up home. Through much more rain, and watched the temperature gauge drop in the car bit by bit till we got home, and 17 degrees at home. Obviously the amount of rain going by the weeds, going by the condition of the surface of the pond with leaf debris and twigs and everything. And fortunately the fish were okay. But that's really not what this is about. Another little bit on the weather. I got up this morning, as I said, and I put the news on in the kitchen, and I saw that horrendous weather in the Newcastle, northeast of England area. I've never seen anything like that in this country. I've seen bad weather. We have had bad weather in Scotland. We've had terrible weather in Scotland. I haven't seen anything like that. Apparently it was some kind of super storm. I suppose that's the way our summer's going by the weather forecast for the whole of the UK. So, yes, so that was bad news. It's not nice to see people getting that kind of weather. What else can I say? What can I say in a tired head? Very. I think I'll go to my bed when I go back in. I've got a cup of tea, and I think a bite to eat, and then go to bed for a couple of hours, try and get over this a little bit. So yes, so without rabbiting on, my apologies if I didn't start this audio with any content in mind, just to say how glad I was to get back home safely, of course, to get back to my home country, and to get back to listening to all my friends here and being in contact with you once again. I'll leave it at that. I'm approaching the road. There's lots of traffic. Schools are now on holiday, so everything's going mad. And there's a queue half a mile long up the street trying to get into McDonald's. Would you believe? Ah, such is modern life. Okay, I'll leave it at that. And I'll be in touch. And I'll be listening. Be listening. I have lots, 2 weeks to catch up on. So lots for listening and maybe not so much saying. But it's great to be back. And it's great to be back with my friends here on Audio Boo. And look after yourselves. And speak to me in any way you can. And I really appreciate it for anybody who takes time to talk to me. Bye for now. Mac, over and out. Definitely out for the count. Bye for now.